One of the state's more prominent legal advocacy organizations has a brand new leader. After more than 25 years with Tim Hogan at the helm, the Arizona Center for Law in the Public Interest has a new executive director. Hogan's been known for taking on the legislature over education funding and other powerful groups over countless other issues. The new executive director of the center is longtime board member and Scottsdale attorney Danny Adelman. I met Adelman recently at a downtown Phoenix law office, and we started the conversation by talking about whether the impact the center has had on Arizona is because of the overall efforts or specifically because of his predecessor, Tim Hogan.
Well, it's both. I mean, a huge part of the strength of the organization is the amazing lawyering done by Tim and by the other attorneys at the center. It's a small organization, fully staffed. We'll have three lawyers, and the amount of change that, you know, we've been able to make for the citizens of Arizona, people who otherwise just would have no voice in the process, is pretty staggering.
This is going to maybe pretty significant lifestyle change for you. So were you looking for a new challenge?
You know, I really wasn't. I've been really happy to have found a great career. I graduated from law school 30 years ago. I've worked with great people, and I have represented for the last 25 years or so catastrophically injured people or people who lost a loved one due to someone else's fault. And so I've been able to, like, try to achieve justice for one family or one child at a time. And then when this opportunity came up and to have that same chance, but for thousands or even more people, I couldn't turn it down.
So some of the more recent cases that we've heard a lot about that the center has been involved in has involved underfunding of education in Arizona. What are some things you want to take on that you feel like either haven't gotten enough attention or that you just feel like you can put a special stamp on it?
I'm glad you brought up education funding because it's a huge part of what the center does, and it's a huge part of what drew me to the center. And I have to tell you a quick story about it. Soon after I graduated from high school, I was one of a group of people who's helped found a camp for underprivileged children. And so we used to get our children from various sources, including some inner city schools in the Phoenix area. And so I would drive around to the schools, and in the early 90s, late 80s, the schools in inner city, it was just atrocious. Like, you couldn't believe it. And that was right about the time that the center was doing the litigation that concluded in the early 90s that had Arizona school finance system declared unconstitutional because it was so unequal. As a result of the settlement in that case, I went back to those same schools, and they had been rebuilt, and they were as nice as the schools that were in any other part of the affluent communities. It's really an amazing thing. The problem is, soon after that, by 1998, the legislature just started eating away at what had been declared its mandate and shorting the school millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. And actually, we're fighting this case again. What you have to have is perseverance, that just because a new group comes in and tries to do the same wrongs to the same people, you have to keep fighting.
As an attorney, especially one taking on this sort of responsibility, what do you feel about the word compromise when it comes to some of these major, major issues? Do you feel like it's letting some people off the hook?
Yeah, I think it's a great point. And so my feeling on compromise is it's a necessary evil. There are times and there are certain issues for which you can't compromise, but there's also times where you have to compromise. You know, school finances is an example where, you know, there was a recent settlement of a different case and people were really wondering about this compromise. But you can say, I'm just going to keep fighting for the next 10 years. But you have to remember that's 10 years worth of children that if you don't compromise and achieve the best settlement possible, they're not getting the education they deserve. So you have to keep both things in mind.
Are you going to feel at all like David versus Goliath in some senses?
I think I will feel like David versus Goliath in every sense. We're fighting battles against people with pretty much unlimited resources and unlimited time. And just the nature of the cases that we do, we're fighting on behalf of people with almost no resources, and they don't have time for us to wait. they need us to bring these cases now.
You've practiced law in Arizona for all these years. Have you talked to friends, colleagues around the country? Does Arizona seem like a state that has more challenges when it comes to these sorts of things? Or is it fairly typical when you talked about battling the big dogs and those that have all the resources?
I really love Arizona. I've been here all of my adult life. I was the child of a career Air Force person, so I moved all over, but landed in Tucson before I was 14 years old. So I've lived here pretty much my whole life. But yeah, I think that we are at the extreme edge of underfunding education and of having just basic needs that have been ignored. And I think that is the reason for the center. It's one of the most successful organizations of its kind in the whole country. And it really is a David versus Goliath thing.
Danny Edelman is the new leader of the Arizona Center for Law and the Public Interest. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.